Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I listened to them this morning. They stink.
It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
Take it from somebody who's been doing it for 30 years and has done it better than anybody else. Just shut up and do your shows. Get some ratings and just learn how to do a show.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Geo on The Fan, and simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. It was an interesting day around these parts yesterday for a couple of reasons.
Play that tape tomorrow morning.
Don't worry, we will. And we will get to that at some point. We will address everything this morning that did happen yesterday. But Boomer, I know you wanted to start the show in a certain place this morning, so good morning to you, and I'll give the floor to you.
Well, I appreciate that, Gio. And yeah, yesterday was a bizarre day here at WFN for a lot of different reasons. First and foremost, after a long 14 months, our former colleague Craig Carton was sentenced or was found guilty on all three counts that he was brought in front of the jury for. So I think all of us are saddened by the news, and we had all held out hope that Craig would somehow find his way out of what he got himself into. There are victims in this case. I don't want to in any way, shape, or form take away from what they've had to deal with over the last 14 months. There were people that were asked to go on the stand and testify. Their character was called into question. Their reputation was called into question. And on behalf of those folks, I hope this gives them closure. As far as Craig is concerned, you know, I worked with him. Jerry worked with him. Al worked with him. Eddie for 10 years. Bobby in the back for 10 years. And we love Craig. Craig was the light of this radio station for many of us. Every morning we would walk in here, and he was the professional that basically led this radio show for years and years and years and years. And it was unpredictable. Every day was a different day, and we never had a crossword when we left this studio, and we've never, ever got into any sort of arguments, disagreements, or anything, with the exception of maybe once or twice about other personalities on this radio show, on this radio station. So yesterday when the news came down, I was, wasn't shocked. I was saddened. I was saddened for his family. I will miss Craig. I have missed Craig. But the show here goes on. And, you know, unfortunately for you, Greg, you've had to inherit that chair. And that chair obviously comes with it a lot of responsibility and everything else. And you've done an amazing job in your own right, trying to make this show what it has become between you and I. But for those of us, Al, Jerry's in here this morning. I'll let you guys say what you want to say. It is just a sad closure of 14 months of just uncertainty. For anybody out there who's ever had anybody in their life who has dealt with any sort of addiction, drugs, alcohol, gambling, this is a cautionary tale of how your life can spiral out of control, and how it can affect so many around you, including your own family, the people that you work with, and the people that you try to do business with on the outside. And last night there was a moment that I had where I just said, you know, I can't believe that it's finally come to an end, and it led us to where we are today. So I that's how I feel. I don't know, Al, if you have anything else you want to add. There's really, you know, if callers want to call in and talk about it, I'm more than happy to do that. But again, there were victims. There's Craig. There's us. There's the station. There's the Barclays Center. There is Brigade Capital, the people that led him to there. There are his kids, his wife. There are his own family and friends that are out there probably all feeling the same way we are this morning.
Yeah, I guess I would just say, you know, having known Craig for 12 years or so, maybe even longer, that he was not a bad person. I don't think he set out to do any of these things. I think he talked on the air that he played blackjack, high stakes blackjack. I saw him win many, many times. Never saw him lose once. And that's the classic thing of when it's going good, you hear about it and know about it. And when it's going bad, you don't. It's not really talked about. It's not a topic of casual conversation. So I was not aware that he was losing money. I knew when he would win, I would see it sometimes. So, but for a couple things of just misconceptions, people thinking that we were all in the know and all of this stuff that was going on, not a single person at this radio station was called to court. So there's no idea that we would, there's no way that we were knowing all the things that were going on in his life. One of the things I always thought that was amazing about this, thinking back, is how his personality and the way he treated people here did not change. So I didn't, there was no way to know when he was having good days and bad days and all these things that were going on in his life, because he was the same guy every day when he would come in here, goof around, he'd blast his music, we'd prepare for the show, and that's what I saw every day. So this idea that we all knew all this stuff going on, or that I'm getting reports from people saying Craig stole from people's 401ks, that did not happen. Craig wasn't selling people fake tickets. He wasn't ripping off your 401k. He got involved with what seems to be some bad guys. He was doing bad things. He wasn't ripping off the little man going to work every day or selling you fake tickets. What he did was wrong 100%, but there's this misconception of what his crime really was and what he was doing. So, I don't know.
Jerry, you got anything?
Yeah, I mean, I got a lot, and I'm not going to take up too much time, but I mean, I will say, you know, for 9 years for me, at least with him, never a bad day for sure. Was always very respectful, regardless of what you might have seen on the show. We had a lot of fun on this show, but at 10 o'clock, he was about as good a guy to me and my family as anybody I've ever met. There was a sense of depression yesterday. I expected the verdict. I was not surprised by it. And yet at the same time, when it happened, my first reaction was to shut my phone off, which I did. And boy, I'm glad I did, because what I woke up to this morning made me want to vomit. But there's a sense of responsibility that I feel too, because I'm with Al, and that I didn't know the depths of what was going on. And a lot of what we did with him, I thought was in good fun. I did not realize the issues were as bad as they were. And I do feel like, I don't know if enabler is the right word, but I feel that I was a part of it in one way or another, being there for him, having fun with him, having nights at Borgata that were a lot of fun. And I do feel a little sense of responsibility that I kind of aided him in a path that was just bad. And I didn't know it was as bad as it was.
Eddie, you have anything?
Just the perspective of something like this when you know someone, and I get all the people who, and we've all done it, when we see someone who's done something wrong and they get convicted and we're happy, yes, they got what was coming to them. But for, you know, the perspective shifts when it's your friend or family member. And even though maybe it's wrong, even though you know he's been found guilty, you still hope that he got off, because that's our perspective now from the inside, as opposed from the outside, the people who are happy about it.
Yeah, I, you know, there's really no words to truly describe the range of feelings I think we've all dealt with over the last 14 months. I know that Mark Chernoff has had to deal with a lot here at this radio station. At the end of the day, man, it's just, you got to take a big deep breath and hope and pray that Craig gets through this next stage of it. And when he is done with that, that somehow, some way, he can reconnect with his listeners, or he can do something positive to help people deal with what the hell he has dealt with over the last 14 months, because he has basically destroyed a lot of people in his wake. And it's really sad to watch how the gambling addiction can do that to you. And you have to take ownership of it, and he will. And I don't know where this is going to lead us to, but all I can tell you is that you know, we were fortunate enough to have Greg Giannotti basically be here at the station, put him on this radio program, and Greg has found his sea legs over the last 3 to 4 months. I've been telling you every day, you've been getting better and better and better. And I know that when you got the job, one of the first calls you got was from Craig.
Yeah, and this isn't about me or my interactions with him at all, but that's one thing I wanted to point out again, was in a very, very low moment for him, and knowing how important this job is to all of us that he was able to call me and congratulate me and to say some kind words will always stick with me. And regardless of what happened yesterday and the facts I learned in this case, that's the thing that I was thinking of because that was my personal interaction with him. And I feel like if I haven't said this enough to you guys, you know, thank you for in a very, very tough time for the show and the radio station welcoming me into it. It's a very difficult spot because you guys had something special for a very, very long time. And it could have gone any way, and it's gone the best way to move on for me, but it's not about me. And I just wanted to, all I wanted to say was, you know, thanks to Craig for what he said to me, and thanks to you guys. And of course, we're all thinking about his family through this difficult time.
Yeah, you know, the amazing thing is that you read all the writers and the blog places and everything else, and when you put them all together, I think it kind of captures the feeling that everybody around this whole situation has. You know, there's the Andrew Marchands of the world that write about it. There's the Bob Racemans that write about it. And of course, Neil Best. And if you put all those articles together, I think it captures all the feelings that we here at the station have. You know, I've tried to stay away from this thing for the last 14 months. I didn't want to talk about it publicly. Didn't want to bring it up on this radio show. Did not want to in any way, shape, or form get involved in creating a misconception for whoever, the prosecution, the people that were asked to come and testify or any of that stuff. It was not our place. It was not my place. Behind the scenes, I can only tell you that out my interaction with Craig, we played golf over the summer. We text a little bit here and there, back and forth, not much. You know, he had to go through this. He had to figure out how to get himself through it. And unfortunately, yesterday was the lowest of lows for all of us that have been involved in this. And we can only pray and hope that he and his family find solace in the fact that now at least it's come to somewhat of an end, depending on if there's an appeal here. I don't know if that appeal will be allowed to go through, but you know, it's a sad day, but there'll be brighter days ahead somewhere along the line. So with that, why don't we just take a break, guys?
Sure.
All right. And we'll come back and we'll restart the show. And I'm sure we'll take some calls in regards to this. I talked to Mark Chernoff this morning. He said, you know, if the callers want to say something, you know, this is what we are. We're a talk show. We talk to people. We, you know, we get your opinions about a lot of different things, whether it be sports or crisis management. And in this case for us over here, that's exactly what it is. So thanks for indulging us for the first 12 minutes of the show going through this. And we'll try to get back on track when we come back from these breaks.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.